X Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump defamation damages. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A former U.S. president previously found by a jury to have sexually assaulted and defamed a woman is ordered by another jury to pay E. Jean Carroll $83.3 million in damages. Mr. Trump says he'll appeal. Outside federal court in New York, Trump attorney Alina Hoppe.
I have sat on trial after trial for months in this state, the state of New York. Attorney General Letitia James, and now this. Weeks. Why? Because President Trump is leading in the polls, and now we see what you get in New York.
ABC News legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer.
If he appeals his case, he has about 30 to 35 days to do so. Then there's briefs, there's oral arguments. If he loses the appeal, he might have to put money aside. He can't just say, I'm not going to pay anything during this appeal.
Brian Buckmeyer, this is ABC News. The push to reduce plastic bag use may be having the opposite effect in one state.
With states cracking down on plastic pollution and enacting laws to reduce or eliminate plastic bag use, you may wonder, is it working? New Jersey instituted a single-use plastic bag ban in 2022, but MarketResearch.com reports while the ban led to a 60% decrease in total bag volume, consumers switched to reusable plastic bags. The result, according to researchers, plastic consumption has tripled because many reusable bags are a non-woven polypropylene, a form of plastic which is not widely recyclable. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Philadelphia police say they arrested an accomplice who helped a 17-year-old murder suspect, Shane Pryor, escape from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia earlier this week. Pryor was in custody for a 2020 murder. Deputy Robert Clark with the U.S. Marshals Service.
Absolutely. 100% he's being helped by somebody out there on the street. It may be a small faction of his friends or possibly family.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee State Senator Lena Taylor is leaving the Wisconsin legislature after Governor Evers appointed her a Milwaukee County judge today. Taylor was first elected to the legislature in 2002. She was a public defender in Milwaukee in the 1990s. Taylor replaces Audrey Skorowski, the state's new court director. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly. Democratic Representative Lisa Subek.
These are decisions that are deeply personal. Every pregnancy is different. And these are individual personal decisions that should be made between a patient and our physician.
10 Republicans voted against the bill. Governor Evers has said he'd veto any effort to make abortion less accessible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks sending two to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with two players named starters in the NBA All-Star Game. Giannis along with Damian Lillard. LeBron James named for the 20th time. The most in a career, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The Bucks have worked out a deal through 2027 for Doc Rivers as the new head coach worth $40 million. General manager John Horst and how he told the players they had fired Adrian Griffin, as head coach.
It's like the pace of these things are fast. And so you do the best you can to communicate to folks real time so they can hear it from you, whether it's text messages, phone calls, maybe you see them in person.
Men's college basketball, Badgers host Michigan State at the Kohl Center. Seton Hall will play at Marquette tomorrow at noon. NFL, more head coaching jobs filled. The Titans introducing Brian Callahan. The Carolina Panthers hiring the Buccaneers offensive coordinator, Dave Canales. After two interviews with Bill Belichick, the Falcons hired Rams defensive coordinator, Raheem Morris. It's his second head coaching job, the last with Tampa Bay in 2011. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Eagle 1490.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid 30s. Early clouds and fog Sunday, then some late day sun and warmer, high upper 30s. Sunshine Monday, high near 40, slight rain chance Monday night, currently 35 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Whoa, it is TGIBP. That's thank God it's Busted Pencils on Friday. And some people out there might be looking at outside the pizza box. Sorry, that's not tonight. It is the first episode, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, Friday night. Thank God it's Busted Pencils. And it is me, Dr. Tim Slecker, your host here on a Friday. What's happening on a Friday night? Well, it's the big announcement. Some of you might have seen it on Diane Ravitch's blog on Facebook, on Twitter, but it is here, you know, and we'll put it out there. Dear Advocates for Democracy and Education, Busted Pencils is expanding to a daily radio show on Civic Media. Just reminding everybody, though, too, this is the call to defend and rejuvenate public education. Remember, it's the bedrock of informed citizenship and democratic engagement. It is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. People who are just jumping in on a Friday going, what is happening? It is Busted Pencils. I know we are typically on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night, Civic Media, 7 o'clock. Well, it is now Busted Pencils Friday, TGIBP. Thank God it's Friday episode. And starting, well, tonight, and then starting on Monday, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, where educated educators come to talk education. It's going to be a weekly show, the call for democratic education, your public schools, Friday night football, the prom, you name it, we're going to be talking about it. All of the things that go on with your schools, what happens, you know, people talk about education. How can you talk about education in democracy? Well, remember, democracy functions only because of our public education system in America. And that's what we're going to be doing here every night, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Civic Media, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. We're going to do this. We're going to have the show Busted Pencils. We're going to talk democracy. We're going to talk education. What is it that keeps you up at night? Moms for Liberty. Well, you know, we'll talk about them. We got some special things that are going to happen. People might know who listened to the podcast or who've had those, you know, maybe so every so often, Matt Damon's mom. Yes. What would Matt Damon's mom say? Yes, Matt Damon's mom is a regular on Busted Pencils Fully Leaded Education Talk. She will be there. As we said, we are on Diane Ravitch's blog. We will plan to have Dr. Ravitch on the show quite regularly. And more importantly, though, you out there listening, 844-967-2789. In fact, if you want to jump in on this first TGI Busted Pencils first Friday night, give us a call, jump in. What should we be talking about? Because really, this is your show, your schools. Talk, call us, anything you want. Hey, if it's dealing with what's happening in your school, I guarantee you that my neighbor over here wants to know about it. What's going on? What's happening with the kids in school? Are the kids all right? We ask that question all the time. Well, it depends. What do you mean by are the kids all right? Are they in a public school? What's happening on it? What goes on daily in that school? What goes on after school? What goes on the weekends? What is it about your school? What do you remember? Those of you who are out of school, what was school great? Anybody have, we'll go back maybe some time, stood in the corner, potentially maybe even remember those days of corporal punishment? Man, I know it's been a tough time. And there he is. It's like a little on the first. Did you hear me, Johnny Lupinacci? It is the TGIBP. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday, man. How are you?
Yes, it is. I'm good, man. I had a little bit of technical difficulty, you know, joining on this odd day. Usually we're on Tuesdays, but here we are on this special Friday.
Yeah, we are, man. It's awesome. I'm out there. I'm chatting. I'm like, he and, you know, our word of mouth, you know, big voice guy, Randy said, you know, Dr. Tim Slecker, or Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. I'm like, where's he at? I'm going to carry the show without him. I can do it. But I knew he'd be there, because I'm like, man, we've been talking all day about this. Johnny Lupinacci, what do you think? 5 days a week, Busted Pencils, busting pencils. What are you excited about, my friend?
I mean, I'm excited about being able to have this conversation with all the listeners and all the great guests. And now, instead of waiting a whole week to have it every day, every evening, we'll be able to talk the talk. You know, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Educators talking education. We said right away, too, most important. Yes, lots of great guests, but always 844-967-2789. Your voices out there are what really drives this show. In fact, at any moment when you, the caller, have something you want to talk about dealing with this whole big broad thing, what is it about education? What is it about democracy? How do these things work? How do we talk about them? What are the attacks on public schools? What are the successes in the public schools? You name it, it's out there. Who is for public schools? And you know what? Even those of you out there who are saying, I don't know about public schools. Last I heard, they're failing. Well, we're going to invite you to join the call too. 844-967-2789. We would love to hear from them, Johnny. I mean, you know, we're out here. We are absolutely busting pencils, fully leaded. We are public school advocates. But you know what? If you've got something you want to share with us, you go like, these guys are going to disagree with me. We're going to disagree respectfully.
That's right. It's all about having that conversation. And and even if you're not a per se expert on schools, everybody likely went to a school. Mm-hmm. If you didn't go to a school, you definitely got an education of some kind. And so it's really an important topic for, you know, educators, but just about anybody. And it's one of the most important aspects. So we hit on it all the time, but it's one of the most important aspects of a healthy democracy is a strong education system. And so here we are talking the talk with producer Nate.
Yeah, man. Producer Nate in the house, in the Madison studio. Nate, thank you for finding Johnny and bringing him onto the show, man. I knew you could do it.
My pleasure.
You did it.
Thank you, Nate. Oh, okay. The number is 844-967-2789. Johnny Lubin, it's a Friday, and I know Oof. People are like, oh my God, you know, yeah, thank God it's Friday. But more importantly, now every Friday, Busted Pencils, we will be busting pencils. Did a little bit of the reading, you know, and people were saying, you know, Diane Ravitch's blog, probably one of the most influential, most popular education blogs out there, was a piece where she was out promoting the show. And I'll just pick up a little bit of reading at Diane's blog. By tuning in daily, that's daily to Busted Pencils, you're not just listening. And this is the part, Johnny, we're excited about. You are actively participating in safeguarding our public schools. We say each episode, we're going to step and move towards a more informed democratic society. We're going to talk about public education, celebrate it, and we're going to make sure that we do everything to protect that thing that we call public schools. Because I don't know, people are like, I mean, really, schools, you're going to talk about homework every night? You're going to talk about, well, interesting. We'll talk about homework, because I guarantee you some people out there have got some very interesting stories to talk about when it comes to homework. We're going to talk about tests. We're going to talk about the curriculum. And I tell you what, if people haven't been paying attention to the Tuesday night show, come on, it's now your time to get on here and pay attention every night, 7 o'clock Civic Media. But the reality is that our schools are under attack. And we recognize that. And boy, for the past year, we've seen, you know, when you say, well, what is it that you're learning in school? I'd say right now, what are the things that you learned in school right now that you've heard that are possibly even, or not even possibly, but are outlawed? That's right. School curriculum, books, outlawed content. You know, we talked about it. Can you talk about slavery, Johnny, in today's world? Well, guess what? We will. We're going to do it. We're going to make sure. But these are the things I see, Johnny Lupinacci.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and more than just talking about those things, Tim, I think one of the exciting things about going 5 days a week is every Tuesday we end up in a really rich conversation with callers or with our guests on the show. And it goes beyond sort of the traditional just discussions on like you said, testing or homework or the curriculum. Really, this is just about what's it like to be in schools? What's it like when you're sending your kids to schools? You know, what are the experiences that teachers are having? What are the kinds of things that school leaders are discussing? I mean, we had the wonderful opportunity to have some great guests on the show who are school leaders from around the country who are doing some exciting and innovative things. Also, mm-hmm. the political landscape of education is so important. And we get to have that conversation with everyday people, because that is an everyday people conversation. The importance of our schools and the strength of our schools in our community and the opportunity they provide for all young people. That is a matter, dare we say it, that crosses the political boundaries. That is not an issue that's Republican or Democrat reserved. That is an everybody issue. And that's the exciting thing that, I mean, I'm so excited that we can have that conversation every day.
Every day, Monday through Friday, Busted Pencils. Right now, TGIBP. Thank God it's Busted Pencils on a Friday night. And we are here, 844-967-2789. Hopefully, give us a call. See what you want to talk about. We are going to be listening. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education, back after the break.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars, or how she got them, has the telling signs of age rain down.
Scars? Yeah, we might give you some scars here. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. What are we doing on a Friday night? Well, get used to it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock, Civic Media, Busted Pencils. Yeah, we are a weekly show now. We are going to be in your home, in your car, on your computer, you name it. Download the podcast tonight after. It is going to be, though, we will be busting pencils every day of the week now, every night talking about this. And right away, right to the calls. Here we go. We've got Joanne and Madison. Joanne, what do you think? Busting pencils every night. Are you ready to do it?
Oh, yes. This is exciting that we've got lots more busted pencils to appreciate. I've got a quick suggestion for a
sure.
topic. This
all right.
is something that we can all be thinking about while we're watching football games and basketball games this weekend. There's a lot of sports betting sites that are taking a hold of the imaginations and mentalities of young people. And I'm very frightened about them because, for one thing, they could be gambling away tuition money. But, again, they're reinforcing some bad habits. I mean, again, gambling is part of all of our lives, and risk is fun and stuff like that. But a lot of these sites are designed to capture people's intelligence and make them addicted. The way that Facebook and other social media sites addict us, and what is actually happening in many higher education institutions is that the sites are having partnerships with the higher education institutions to promote their materials on campus. So not only
wow.
are the students getting it on the air. All these commercials and all that are there that entice them, you know, they can get started for $5 or whatever. But also their own schools are promoting these various opportunities to gamble. So I know a little bit of research. I'm doing research right now on some of the things I'm saying, and I'm frightened again about the partnerships. But even without those partnerships, I think maybe we should be concerned about the gambling that our young people are doing very, very early in their lives.
Well, what it sounds like then, Joanne, is that we're going to have a show with Joanne one night to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I mean, you know, you've got the
I'll
research.
Get going
we're
going to
do
it.
We'll get
yeah.
going because, I mean, you think of it, you've got, like you said, you know, kids being, you know, exposed to gambling, the potential that colleges themselves and how they're doing it. What a great, rich topic. Joanne, we are going to seriously, you know, drop us a line and let's set up a time to do this show. We love it. If you're out there, too, and you have these ideas, we want to know about them. 844-967-2789. What are the stories you want to hear on Busted Pencils every night of the week? Joanna from Milwaukee. I think I might know this, Joanna. Joanna, is this Teacher Joanna, Educators Amplified?
This is Joanna from Educators.
Hey.
Hey,
hey.
There she is.
We're getting all the regular callers.
What do you think? Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Busted Pencils, teacher Joanna. Are you ready to do the...
Hi, Alvin. I am so excited that the time has come because education is out here and you guys have been at it for, like, Tim, you've been at it for over a decade. So this is really well-deserved. And this is really well-deserved, and I know it's going to be really well-used to invite more people in because we need to take control of that narrative and tell that the real story about all the bold and loving things that are actually happening out here.
And that's it. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so anybody, you know, it is Teacher Joanna. We've had Teacher Joanna and her colleague, Teacher Hallie, from their show, their podcast, Educators Amplified. You know, Joanna, what we're thinking, though, here is that I think, you know, now that Busted Pencils 5 days a week, we think that one day a week, it's an Educators Amplified regular appearance on Busted Pencils. If the Educators Amplified teachers are willing and would like to think about, you know, maybe on a weekly appearance on Busted Pencils, Joanna?
Oh, my. Wow. You guys are asking us out. That's so cool.
We're putting you on the spot live. We hope that can join us at least once a week and chime in.
I mean, you guys have such a, you say. Well, and you've had such a voice, you know, especially coming out of the classroom. You guys are teachers, and to keep it real like that. And in the content that Educators Amplified has been bringing, the podcast, go check it out there right now so you can see. Because, you know, yeah, I've been at this, you know, podcasting, blogging, advocating, you know, making my kid not take tests, as people said, or whatever it is, opting out, you know, I've done it. But, you know, we just want this rich content. And so I think about that. You know, if you can talk to Hallie, though, Joanna, and we can figure this out, like we were telling Joanne from Madison, you know, drop us a line. We'll try to figure this out and say, you know, what is a good day of the week? Because an Educators Amplified segment weekly, you know, I know you guys are Milwaukee based teachers. The idea that we can bring that voice, that we can bring that voice every week, the stories that are happening right there in those schools, you know, something Johnny and I would just love. And I gotta imagine that listeners out there, the authenticity that anybody who's already ever heard you guys on the show or has heard your podcast, or anybody who's going to go out and listen to that podcast over the weekend, knows the authentic voice that you and Hallie will bring is just something so incredibly powerful. Joanna, Educators Amplified, regular appearance on Busted Pencils. This is so awesome and so exciting. I know we got L.A. Tom on the line, but right now we're coming up. Yeah, we're only coming up, though, on the break. So, L.A. Tom, I'm going to ask you to hold on there. We got Teacher Joanna. I've got her for about another minute. So, Joanna, we're going to count on you on the show, Educators Amplified. Number one issue, though, you're going to bring in, and we got to talk about, kids are so dysregulated, meaning their nervous systems. Let's pick up right away and go, how do we help kids get back in that sense of, things are so much better?
Yeah, man. And it's so great because Educators Amplified not only talks about the constant dysregulation that kids are under, but teachers, all the human beings in this school, right?
Mm. No, you think of, right. It is, and that's it, and that's what we love about Hallie and Joanna is that they bring that human aspect for us to remember, that connection to the human touch. You know, when we're talking about teaching and learning, that's what we have. People, kids, adults, teachers. When we get back, though, L.A. Tom, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, welcome to the weekly adventure every night, 7 o'clock, Pacific Media. Back after the break. I don't hate you.
1390 AM.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump defamation damages. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A former U.S. president previously found by a jury to have sexually assaulted and defamed a woman is ordered by another jury to pay E. Jean Carroll $83.3 million in damages. Mr. Trump says he'll appeal. Outside federal court in New York, Trump attorney Alina Hoppe.
I have sat on trial after trial for months in this state, the state of New York. Attorney General Letitia James, and now this. Weeks. Why? Because President Trump is leading in the polls, and now we see what you get in New York.
ABC News legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer.
If he appeals his case, he has about 30 to 35 days to do so. Then there's briefs, there's oral arguments. If he loses the appeal, he might have to put money aside. He can't just say, I'm not going to pay anything during this appeal.
Brian Buckmeyer, this is ABC News.
Eagle 1490.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge says Governor Evers can be questioned as part of a lawsuit against Donald Trump's lawyers, Jim Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro. Democrats are suing over the attempt to overturn President Biden's 2020 win in Wisconsin. Evers will answer written questions. The FBI says a growing number of teenage boys are victims of sexual extortion on social media. Special Agent Curtis Cox urges parents to talk about it with their kids.
These kids are victims to criminals who know exactly what to say and what to do to get what they want. Don't judge. Don't be angry. Help them get the help and the resources that they need.
Scam artists pretend to be attractive girls, ask for nude photos, then threaten to post them online if boys don't pay. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid 30s. Early clouds and fog Sunday, then some late day sun and warmer, high upper 30s. Sunshine Monday, high near 40, slight rain chance Monday night, currently 35 degrees.
There are a thousand ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are a thousand ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What La Crosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
It was in like Florida or something. Anyways, we're coming back.
All right. Let's go.
people on the Facebook Live, Twitter, YouTube.
Yeah.
You see Johnny rocking out there.
I mean, that's my jams. Nate knows it. That's my jams.
He sees it. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. It is TGIBP. Thank God it's Busted Pencils on a Friday. Yes, Friday. And guess what? Check it out. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and every Friday. Yes, Busted Pencils, the weekly show every night, 7 o'clock Civic Media. We are here for you guys to just bring it home. We had caller Joanne from Madison, Joanna. from Milwaukee, Educators Amplified, talk about bringing them on. But man, we got our regular right there, LA Tom, calling
our guy
all the way in from Los Angeles. LA Tom on a Friday. Dude, what's happening, my friend?
Well, first off, guys, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. and it's very, very exciting, except for the fact that I have no hours left in my day because Civic Media seems to be taking all of them. what I was hoping maybe with the new show, reaching out to just the general public, or not the new show, but you know, the reform or whatever, refurbished.
Yeah, we follow you. We know what you mean.
I am hoping that we can talk about education and how education is actually funded and how people can understand it's through property taxes and they can understand, because these are things that I don't think the average person understands. And you know, there's showing the difference between how much we fund our public schools versus how much we actually fund someone in jail. Showing people
hear you exactly on that, man. Yep.
What it is in the return on investment of educating a child, to the public at large. I really hope that you guys can do that, because people need to understand that, you know, yeah, they're paying their property tax. I don't agree with the property tax thing. I think it should be done a different way, to somehow get taxes so we have more of an equity and equality going across all school districts. But I don't know who made up that system. I'd be glad to, you know, hear how that system was made up by you guys, talking about history. And, you know, and also talking about, like, homework should not be called homework, because it sounds like it's work, and people, you know, don't understand that it should be knowledge, and you're gaining knowledge, and just changing the wording of that and understanding our history. I mean, I'm hoping to heck that, you know, you guys can talk about even things like, I know you're not history professors possibly, but talk about the three branches of government and the division of power and, you know, things like this that honestly the regular public does not know. They seem to think that we have a president, and I guess president's kind of like the authoritarian, and that, you know, there aren't two branches of other governments. Otherwise we'd have more people voting probably in those off elections rather than just voting for president. But I'm just hoping that, you know, we can point that out. And then also, don't mean to keep going on, but
look at it. I was going to say, I'm like, LA Tom and LA Tom is loading us up on the topics.
I love it.
I mean, you know, here's the best thing. I just, LA Tom, I'm going to let you continue, but I do just want to comment. I mean, thinking about what you just said, the three branches of government, Civic Media, Civic Lesson, Busted Pencils, three branches of government, education, everybody, you just brought it in and saying, like, it's like, we're talking about, how do you talk about education? It's like, how do you not talk about education when you recognize what you just said, particularly Tom, man, how many people need a refresher on their civics? Why not come to Civic Media and get that refresher,
exactly.
Johnny?
Tim, we're going to come back to Tom. We're going to come back to LA Tom in a minute, because he gave us two bangers to think about. And I love it, because when we're talking about not only the value of Civic Media, but the discussion we can have around education is a state right, and what kind of federal policy has shaped education in the different states. And L.A. Tom is right. Everyday people, we don't always think about how schools are funded and where law and sort of policy influences not only that funding, but what we can do in schools and in our communities. And it's not just everyday people, Tim. We know this because there are plenty of folks who are educators who also, as part of becoming an educator, might not necessarily have learned those things, and that's by design. So we could do that, man. We could go over like school funding 101, but related to that and connected to what LA Tom brings up is, you know, education, where, like, who's shaping it? Where is the power coming from? And there is both federal and state and local kind of debates that are really important to do kind of a 101. So these are great because it's branches of government, but it's also jurisdictions of decision-making, right?
Oh, it just brings it all home to recognize and going to, you know, like, what does it mean to live in a democracy? It's messy. It's complicated. It's complex. L.A. Tom, I know you had a couple more things there, or at least one more. L.A. Tom, come on, man. Drop some knowledge on us, man.
Also talking about, you know, the father of education, which I believe was Thomas Jefferson, and talking about FDR and talking about, you know, the New Deal. I mean, the thing that I see as an example in the state of Wisconsin, which I don't think people understand, is that you have hospitals that are 150 years old in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, called Sacred Heart, and then there's a St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls that are closing in the rural areas of the state because of the fact that when the Republicans were given the funding, the Medicaid dollars from the federal government, to fund hospitals and Medicaid expansion, that they turned it down. And now you have places where they are not going to have hospitals where they had them before. And people need to understand. They just need to understand the visualization, because it doesn't have to be complicated. That's one thing I love about you guys, is that you don't make it complicated. You make it so it's the regular average person can hear it. I mean, I'm out here in LA, I listen to Civic Media and I listen to Busted Pencils on, you know, the app. And there's no reason why anybody in the country or even the world now cannot be connected to such a connection vehicle that is going to bring us knowledge. And not as knowledge as being work, but knowledge as being something that elevates us and something that, you know, just enhances our brain and gives us that food that we don't get from other media areas out there, because they're all bought off. And we need to talk about Citizens United, and we need to talk about Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Bilotti, and how it is that we got money in politics, and how it is that even now in education, you have the superintendents and the principals and unfortunately even some of the unions where they have become bought out people, and you don't even have teachers that are in charge of those things anymore like it used to be. There's a lot of
LA Tom. Yeah, I mean, my goodness, look at all of the content LA Tom is bringing to us. Busted Pencils is food to increase your knowledge. I wanted to put that out there. Food and worldwide. I love LA. That's a knowledge buffet. I love LA Tom going, not only can he get it in LA, why not everybody in the world right now go out and get that Civic Media app, and you too can listen wherever you are live. And more importantly, if you can't do it live, if you're somewhere else right now and it's, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning or 2 in the morning, hey, you can always go to the Civic Media website, to the Busted Pencils, download the episodes all the time. The podcasts are out there ready for you to go. And all the shows on Civic Media are available. So when you're out there, you're downloading your Busted Pencils podcast, check it out. Check out some of the other shows that are on Civic Media, because it is a wealth. You're talking about knowledge, man. Yep. Talk about a radio, a Civic Media, a company that is dedicated to bringing knowledge. And I love what Tom's talking about there, though. So Think about the partnership, Busted Pencils. We're bringing that knowledge, Civic Media, holding us to making sure that that knowledge gets out, gets to you all over Wisconsin, all over the country through the app, all over the world. Just check it out, man. It's all there. Johnny Lupinacci, I see. I got a little rambly there. I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. I mean, I love L.A. Tom brought another point in that I think we'll hit on, and we'll do some special shows and bring some guests on, because he illuminated this important connection that every, you know, he brought up FDR and he brought up that the idea and the important bedrock of a Bill of Rights and, you know, FDR and the push for second Bill of Rights and really just thinking about human rights and children's rights as centerpiece, as nonpartisan centerpiece to it. And there are two really big, important aspects of democracy and freedom that are eroding all around us. And I'm not blaming only Republicans or Democrats. I'm taking names across the board, and we're guilty too, right? As citizens, Tom starts us off by saying we the people, right? And that's really important to remember. So coming back around to it, this important connection between healthcare and education, especially in our rural and urban communities. I mean, not saying that the suburbs of this great country aren't suffering too. It goes across the board, but we really think about who's suffering the most, and it's our urban healthcare and urban school systems, and the ways that they've been eroded are so akin that having conversations about connecting those two things, because education is about health and healthcare is about health. And so the two together are really points of topic that are linked. I thank you, LA Tom, not only for being a listener and a caller, but for making those connections, because you serve it up. And, you know, he said, like, we're food for knowledge, Tim. And you said, let's be the knowledge buffet. But, you know, come hang out with us at the food court at the Mall for Democracy. Right?
There you go.
Let's hang out at the Mall for Democracy. Let's
look,
do
look
it.
At, look go. At producer Nate there smiling. He's like, man, these guys are like, what? Go ahead, Nate. Feed us a little line there. What are you thinking, man?
Hey, I'm excited for you guys to be, for me to be here Friday nights with you guys. Producer Anya will still be around.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but every Friday, that's it though too, on the TGIBP, thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday night. Producer Nate, every Friday night. I though I see you kind of making that a little smirky laugh, like, man, these guys are crazy, or they're you know, we love it. Nah, Nate, appreciate it.
Well, hey, that's just my face.
LA Tom.
That's just my face.
What's that?
if you're our producer, Nate, and you intro us with Black Flag, you know, right? Rise Against, you know, we're coming up with these songs, you know, we're going to come high energy. So I appreciate it.
Hey, I've worked in the hard rock stations. I've been around.
We got it. Hey, you know what? Thinking about that, Johnny, as we're coming up, you know, two on, you know, one more break and then one more little segment here, the music too. Talk about it, right? You know, people, listeners, if you've been paying attention, following the show for the years it's been on, you know, once a week, weekly, downloading the podcast, and you say, man, they have some music. It's like, yeah, the music to this show matters. It's not Absolutely. Just about trying to find cool bumper music. There's intentionality behind the music we use. It's the Black Flag, Rise Against, Anti-Flag that we have out there. There are messages, because what we're talking about education, we're talking about democracy. There is something also to that music that brings that power that helps illustrate or amplify the things that we're talking about. And so if you have music suggestions, even, Johnny, I'm thinking, you know what? We'd be willing to hear from you and say, guys, Tim, Johnny, I love your music. Have you heard so-and-so? I think it'd be awesome. Dude, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Tell us about the music that you think fits the Busted Pencils frame, because, man, every week that's what we're going to be doing here, busting pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. And one more time, we're going to be back, Busted Pencils, back after the break. Rise above, rise above, rise above. We're going to rise above, we're going to rise above, we're going to rise above.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, I'm Andy.
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You can't feel the heat until you hold your hand over the flame.
Oh, that's what you're going to do here every night of the week. Hold your hand in the flame. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Every day of the week, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central Time, all the civic media stations where you can get it, though. Download the Civic Media app, though. In case you're out, you can listen to it wherever you are. L.A. Tom reminded the entire world, you all, too, can listen. Man, if you're in Japan, you can listen to the show. Give us a call if you're right now listening in Japan. We'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. We kind of left, though, too, there, Johnny, was saying, you know, give us a call. What do you want to hear about? What is it about education, democracy, the things that are happening? Well, L.A. Tom ran off a whole list, Johnny.
Absolutely. And you brought up the important part about, you know, the dialogues that we get to have. But also, you know, the relationships we get to have with awesome producers like Nate and Anya, and in the past with Luke and the other crew, you know, at Civic Media, and every aspect, you know, one of the things that, like, we're excited in here to do is to discuss the ways that, you know, everything is political, right? So all music is political, all radio is political, all, you know, television, all media, everything is political. And so it's a real gift to be around people who are being intentional about those politics. Like they're attuned to them, they're dialed in, and they're here to, like, have a conversation around it, have integrity around it, you know, bring in facts and experts to have a conversation, not a definitive, like, here's what it is, let me tell you. But absolutely, like, hey, let's talk with each other. Let's have a conversation. Let's ask some questions. And together, let's find some answers. And one of the really cool things, Tim, that we get to do, and I'm so lucky and glad that it works with Civic Media, is, like, we get to bring musical artists, sounds, and messages in. And so, you know, we tend to both come from that sort of punk background in terms of, you know, how punk music taught us about politics and how it shared the important messiness of democracy and concepts that maybe in grad school or in reading, you know, theory books, we came across and we're like, hey, that's what Black Flag was talking about. Or, hey, that's what Rise Against says. Or, you know, Rage Against Machine breaks that history down perfectly. So it's bringing in that artist expertise, that voice of the artist that is doing so much informal teaching out there. Right. Same thing could be said for hip hop and the history of that, like really bringing in that critical edge that's saying this is unapologetically political because stuff just ain't right. And that's what's exciting about bringing in that kind of music. So if you, the listener out there, know of music that's unapologetically political, right, that said, hey, something's up and we want to share with you all what it is, and it comes through in their sound, kick it our way, man. We want to listen to it. We want to chop it up, and we want to throw it into the show.
I'll throw that out, even another one. If you're a person out there making that music,
Heck,
you know,
yeah.
Here's the other, you know, when Busted Pencils before, you know, went, you know, Busted Pencils Live and Busted Pencils, the weekly show, you know, in 2014, it started as a podcast, and we had, you know, Martin Atkins, drummer for Public Image Limited, who is now running the post-industrial punk museum in Chicago, coming on talking about, you know, he was back then saying punk rock is the new education, or education is the new punk rock. We were talking about it. So Martin's been on the show. Speaking of two, you know, go back to the archives, and maybe we'll replay that interview. And I know, you know, Tim Mickelreth is out there. He's listening right now. But Tim, lead singer of Rise Against, Tim showed up, you know, one episode and talked about the inspiration of education. And he talked very clearly about saying, you know, it was when they realized and they learned things that it motivated them to talk about these things as artists, you know. So I sit there and go, it's like, yeah, what is the connection? Is this a bunch of teachers going to be talking about homework and testing? Hey, here's the reality, man. We're talking about education. We're talking about the political foundations of democracy. We're talking about all those things. And so, yeah, if you're a musician and you've got something to say, say. If you've got music to share it with us for sure. But if you have something to say, we want you on this show too. Bring your voice. Tell us about what it is that motivates the sounds and the lyrics. What is it that you learned that brought this to us so that we can continue having, you know, these in-depth dialogues, helping, and I'll remind everybody, Johnny, this is the show, as we remind everybody, we want my neighbor, your neighbor, that person sitting there going, we want them to listen and go, I didn't realize this was all about education. I had no idea. Or potentially what I'd really want is my neighbor going, I heard a lot about school funding for the longest time. I didn't know that my money that goes to pay taxes to pay for the schools that my children and my grandchildren go to, I didn't realize that the money that I pay for my taxes is now being siphoned into the hands of wealthy parents so that they can subsidize their private school with taxpayer money. You know, it sit there and go, people go, well, that's the right. Hey, we're just saying, though, did you know? And that's what we're going to want to do here every week, is bring it forward and go, you did, you know, I didn't know that. I want you all to be doing that hardcore. Johnny, we're getting ready here.
I mean, we're coming up on
Friday night. Yeah.
Friday night. You know what I'm excited about is a couple of blue collar scholars chopping it up and being able to talk, because if we can't talk about the things happening in education, whether it's higher education or K-12 schools or just our communities, right? If we can't talk about them the same way we would sitting on the porch having a couple of pops, right? Mm. Then why are we even talking about them? I don't care how many letters you got after your name, whatever, you know, credentials. Yeah, we need experts. So we're a couple of experts, but we're here to chop it up the same way we would. I love you say it, Tim. It's Friday night. It's not exactly Friday night football season. Although we are in an exciting playoff time, but I can't wait for Friday night footballs, right? For evenings on the porch and having a couple of pops and chopping it up with you, my friend.
Hey, you know what, too? And if people want to have something other than pop, we don't care. Go for it. You know, do what it is that you want to do. And it's not just Friday nights. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Wednesday,
Friday. It's there. It's Busted Pencils.
Bong, bong.
Civic Media. Check us out. We are so happy to be coming to you every night of the week, Monday through Friday. Busted Pencils, fully lidded. Check you guys out on Monday. Later.
Providing you with an eagle eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday, and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Eagle 1490, soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special